You're a guy who wears a lot of hats around the department. You're a trainer, as well as you work on some of the equipment there. I imagine they're pretty grateful to have you.
Well, it's a great group of guys, and I'm pretty thankful to have them.
So when did you become a firefighter?
2008, May of 2008.
What made you want to do it?
I had a friend that was already in the fire department, and he thought I'd be a good fit for it, and kind of encouraged me to join on, and kind of went from there.
You know, it's one of those things, especially here in the Valley, where the fire department is all a volunteer force. That makes it even harder to do, where this is something you have to juggle in addition to all the other things that you do on a regular basis. How do you keep all the plates spinning?
Well, it's a great community, you know, and to donate my time back to it is definitely worthwhile.
So how did you become a trainer with the department?
As you go on through the department, you get voted on as a trainer or an assistant chief or chief, and I was voted on as a training officer.
And how long have you been in that capacity?
A little over a year now.
So what goes into training new recruits or training someone to become a volunteer firefighter?
There's a lot of time put into it. A lot of our department helps out. There's about a year course that you got to take. We try to cut it down to about a half of a year, and we try to put together events that we might use during actual situations.
You know, since firefighters can be deployed in so many different types of scenarios rather than just houses being burned down, how do you account for that and train recruits to be ready for such a variance in different things they might have to be ready for?
We train with our local EMTs for vehicle accidents. We also have fire schools that we attend, and we try to set up our trainings to most of the calls that we respond to: house fires, shed fires, car accidents, and that's how we set up our training.
Now, if there's someone listening who's thinking about becoming a volunteer firefighter, what sort of things do you think they should be, or what kind of person do you think succeeds in that job?
I think a person that's self-motivated succeeds very well. We have three cadets on right now that we're really excited to have, and boy, anybody that's, I think our former chief said it best, kind of an adrenaline junkie, fits really well into our group.
You know, I have a friend who is training right now to be a part of a fire department in southern Utah, and one thing in my conversations with him, it's a big thing. It's not just a little side hobby you can do. It takes a lot of commitment. How do you juggle that with where it requires so much from you?
It's hard to say. You've really got to put the time into it yourself. You know, it's tough with a job and a family, and I have a very supportive wife that helps a bunch. That first year is a really tough go. It is. Trying to get through the book and all the training and all the requirements to become a firefighter.
Well, Shane, thank you so much for taking a few minutes to talk to me. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, you bet. And I just want to take a second and thank all our volunteers to the search and rescue, all of our EMTs, and all of our fire departments from Afton to Alpine. I appreciate all of you.
Perfect. I bet they'll be excited to hear that on the air. Thank you so much again, Shane.